Did the Indian people try to do anything special to protect themselves from these diseases?
Oh, yes, yes. They have medicine men. Mm-hmm. They have medicine men, you know. And they study out those things.
What would he do to protect a person from the flu or headaches? Or?
Well, they didn't know what the flu was, so I don't know what they would do, you know. But as soon as one gets something that they don't know, they isolate them. And make them camp off away from them, other people, and not visit with them. And if it's something drastic, of course, they die with it. And if it isn't, they get over it and they come back into camp. Yeah.
Did a lot of people go to these medicine men to try to protect themselves?
My father went. He had carbuncles on his back. Like boring to get some carbuncles. He couldn't lie on his back, on his side, laid on his stomach all the time. And his back was just swelled. Both sides. I've seen the scars on my father's back. Oh, my. Medicine man, they call him Four Hair. Pihi Dobalala. Four Hair. It took him a long time to do what he's going to do, but he got it done. He had him laying on the floor, on bedding, of course, on his stomach. He couldn't lay it no other way. We had over there a little fire, and he put oil on his hand, certain oil, like owl oil and bear oil, some other. He had a sharp and knife, the blade, the blades on each side, about that long, then the handle here. Well, he wrapped that with cloth or buckskin so far, you know, so it won't go up any further than where he wanted it. And he put some that oil on him, his back. And he sat and sang his Indian medicine man song and going on. He says, I didn't know when he was going to do it. But see, he just stabbed me that quick. He stabbed me again and the other. He grunted more louder. I turned my head, looked up at him, and he was all mad. So my mother came up with rags, and she cleaned him off. Then he just put his hand over that fire. He wiped his hand off good, and then he washed his hand and then wiped it. Then he put that over the fire and the oil. His mother helped him wipe all that matter off his back. They didn't want it, just, he said, I'll tell you that was the most painful thing. He just pressed it like this to make that stuff come out, you know. He got it all cleaned up. But mother was prepared for it. She had cloth, clean cloth, because she told her. Got it all wiped off clean, then he went over his back singing his medicine man song. Four Hair Bear, his name is. Rubbing his back. He says the more strokes it took, the better I felt. He got well. I wish you could see them scars on my father's back. A little purple. And my father was a healthy man. He had no diseases. He came out of it, never was a sick man. My dad wasn't. Just when he was old, he was in his 80s when he died. Never suffered with anything. He had his teeth. He had his good blue eyes. I said, I wish my dad could have left me his teeth and his eyes. He had blue eyes. So that was medicine for hair. For Hair Bear.
Did the Catholics and the Episcopals on the reservation, did they try to keep the Indians from practicing this sort of thing?
Yes, they did.
The
white men didn't want to.
They didn't like that.
They didn't like that. My father's aunt, his mother's sister was sick, and oh, she was awful sick, so he was doctoring her, this same medicine he was doctoring her. He brought her up, and she was just about dead. I don't know what was wrong with her, but, and he told her folks, he says, well, she'll be all right. He says, don't worry, they were crying. She'll be all right, don't cry about it. He says, she'll be all right. She's going to live longer than any one of you. And she did. Grandma Narcelle lived. She was blind. And she was, couldn't walk. She just sat there. But never was sick. She lived to be a real old woman. And she died. She died of pneumonia. He said, she'll outlive a lot of your children. And so she did. Her children died before she did. Her husband died.
Have you ever heard any stories about these medicine men going up on these buttes and fasting?
Oh, yes. So many days. That's the way to keep the power up in their medicine.
Mm-hmm. What would they do? Do you remember how long they would fast?
Some say they'd be up there maybe 3 or 4 nights, day and night. Then somebody kind of take pity on them and take them something to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't come off to get, come off, nor they don't come and get their drinks, just stay up there. They take them water to drink. And how they did it, they had the bladder bags of a buffalo, they dry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They blow that up, they wash it out, and they blow it up. They fill it with water and take it up to them. You don't leak.
What would they go up there for?
Well, so that the good Lord will give them strength to do what they're doing. Keep it up. They have a God. They walk on Tonka. And at times, why, some old man would get up and he'd holler. He's going to pray to either the grandfather or the father, or Kansanka. Hold his hand up and pray. Say a little prayer. Whenever they hear him announce that, all people will stand and raise their hands. So they weren't so ignorant. The white people thought they brought religion over here, but they had a religion of their own. Yeah, that's the way I was told. And those medicine men, they go up there to get strength, more strength to do what the hell they're doing. They didn't just go up there to take a nap.
That's for sure.
Well, things sound foolish to white people. You tell them these things. I've heard that they make fun of them, you know. But
well, I'm sure some do.
And so I said, that's why I don't like to talk to everybody that tell things to, because I know some people don't believe in them. They make fun of us. They say they make fun of us. And then you just make fun of them when I get mad.
Yeah, I think you have a right to be mad.
Oh, sure.
Have you ever seen any of these old religious ceremonies like that?
No, I've never seen them. After the white people came in, why, then they kind of went the other way, you know. They let them do it. But when there wasn't any white people in to tell them anything, they had that, you know.
And you said the missionaries didn't like the medicine men practicing this type of thing.
Mm-hmm. They didn't go right again in the beginning or anything, but gradually. They don't make fun of them or anything, but gradually they talk to them and they haven't come to church. And they don't have no church, but they're out in tents, but out in the open, and you teach them to kneel and pray, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some will right away, some don't, but some will. You just take it, just take them gradually, why they'll soon make up to you, you know, but if you go to fighting them right now, why, of course, they ain't going to stand for it. Nobody will.
Mm-hmm. During the 1930s, the government tried to let the Indians bring back some of these old ceremonies. Did the Indians try to do that here on the Cheyenne Reservation?
Mm-mm.
They never tried to bring back the old customs.
There was very few old people, you know, mm-hmm. you know, and the younger ones were old. Then already the younger women were turned the other way, you see, so.
Yeah.
It wasn't many to. I've heard one old man say, well, that's just the way of our living, but the white people want us to live their way, well, what's the use of trying to teach them our way? They're not going to keep it up.
Did your grandfather ever tell you any stories about medicine men and some of the things that they did?
Oh, yeah. They do some suffering, too, while they're doing medicine work. Well, there's one medicine man I know of. There's lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's Four Hair, they call him.
Four Hair?
Four Hair. Pehi is hair. Tobala is four. He said Four Hair. Well, he was a great medicine man. Everybody looked up to him, and what he done for them was great. They got well. That's the one I told you my father had to carve up on his back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he told the Narcelle women, Narcelle family, he says, their mother was just about to die. She was sick. They didn't know what was wrong with her. She was sick and just laying around. They had to pack her around everywhere they went. Finally, they just stayed in one place because it hurt her to move her, so they just stayed in one place. And he doctored her. He stayed along with them, and he doctored her. They say that medicine men can... They didn't have no board floors, you see, dirt. They say he'd go and dig a hole and pour a little water in it, and he'd be talking over it, you know. There'd be a green twig come up there, leaves on it. And they watched him to see if he put it in there, but he didn't. Now that's a miracle he done. At her, he tried everything, but he couldn't. He tried that on people, and it would wilt and die, be gone.